called hockey. And my favorite team is the Toronto Maple Leafs. They look so good all year long, wins piling up constantly. I can't believe we finally have a cup contending team. But it all was bullshit. It was a goddamn joke. 'Cause every year I play a ton, the Maple Leafs fucking choke.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the 10-Minute Misconduct Podcast. And today, we're going off the cuff because neither of us have anything written down. And a lot of this shit happened at the beginning of last week after our podcast, much like it does every week. So we're a day late and a dollar short, pretty much.
Yeah.
Or day early, I mean.
Day early.
Yeah.
A couple dollars short. We're assuming that this is the thing. If not, I'll cut this out. Probably won't. Probably forget. But yeah, you just listened to an incredible song by Rob Hughes.
Oh, yeah.
Replacing our intro there, our regularly scheduled intro. So I reached out to the guy on Twitter. I'm sure most people have seen the video or heard the song by now.
What a legend.
Spittin' Chiclets posted it. Apparently, it was on Tim and Friends. I thought it was Tim and Sid. I don't know what happened to Sid.
Yeah.
But Tim and Friends. Well, what a legend. What
I mean,
a guy.
No wonder why he didn't reach out. He's, or like, you, yeah, answer you yeah, reaching yeah, out. Because, yeah. I mean, he's yeah. fucking on.
Yeah, I didn't finish that sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah. I lost my train of thought. But yeah, I reached out to him, asked him if we could use the song.
We did it anyway.
He never responded. So I took that as a yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's never going to hear it anyway. So it doesn't really matter.
No.
He's big time now. So, but good for him. He deserves it. You know what? In case he does hear this and he doesn't want us to use the song. Fuck, I lost it. Never mind. He had in his bio, he was gonna... My Twitter's being gay right now. It's not... Oops. it's not loading for me right now for some reason. But he had in his bio, he has a band with like an actual band with like an actual album out. I was gonna shout that out for the guy, but... No.
He's on enough fucking... He's getting enough coverage.
Yeah. The name's got something about Dustin Penner is the band name.
Oh.
It's like, I don't know actually, but it's something Penner. He's a hockey fan, so I'm just assuming. But, yeah, shout out to that guy and shout out to the fucking Leafs fans.
Yeah, while we're on the topic, because we haven't been able to talk about it yet.
I know. It seems so long now. And like you said, like, for playoffs, at least this year, it is like the worst time to put out episodes because everything last week happened like the day after last episode. And then you just mentioned, we'll get into it later. I'm not trying to get into it now, but how like right now the Canadians have a chance at a sweep against the Jets. And we're not going to be able to talk about it for another 7 days.
Yeah, because we record our episodes before the games start, not after. So it's, or during. It's...
Yeah.
It is what it is, but yeah.
But fucking Leafs fans. So first of all, they were up, 3-1 on the series and then ended up losing.
Yeah.
And in embarrassing fashion.
Oh, hard.
Fans aren't happy, which I fully understand. But like, first of all, you got to partially expect it at this point if you're a Leafs fan. So like, that's on you for getting so hyped up.
Like every year, though.
Like every year, yeah. And I get it. You're like playing Montreal and, you know, with the whole North Division thing, like one Canadian team was guaranteed to be in quarterfinals, but still
it was never going to be Toronto.
Yeah. I mean, it should have been in a lot of people's minds, but just somewhere deep down, I think we all knew it's not going to happen.
No, they don't get out of the first round and they don't get by game sevens.
But now the scary part is that Montreal might make it to the quarterfinal. That really scares me.
Yeah.
Because now they shouldn't, I don't think on paper, shouldn't make it as far as they even have.
We'll get into that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Let's stick with Toronto now.
Well, sorry. We'll stick with Toronto.
I know I picked Toronto to beat Montreal as in a sweep.
Yeah.
And part of that was because I thought if Toronto lost a game, any game, It was just going to be a downhill slide. So I thought Toronto had to sweep them to make it out of the fucking series.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Because when you picked sweep, I was like, there's no way.
Yeah,
but no, it makes sense. Like, they've always been that, kind of that team, especially in playoffs. Like, once they're down, they're out, like, immediately.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, they're
they got to either, like, keep going with whatever momentum they have, because the second they lose any bit of momentum, it's done. But I think, so we got Leafs fans burning jerseys.
Listen, I made an Instagram post that since has, like, been taken down because it went against community guidelines, whatever the fuck those are. But it was the Suicide Watch meme where there was a guy hanging himself. And I put Toronto Maple Leafs fans. And then a guy sitting watching, eating popcorn. I said, everyone else. It said Suicide Watch underneath.
Yeah, because nobody has sympathy for Toronto fans anymore.
Yeah.
And we just find it amusing.
So, I mean, I even hashtag suicide awareness and get help and shit in the thing. But they don't read it. Anyway, it got taken down.
Yeah,
but
they don't read it.
In that caption.
Which, by the way, real quick sidebar here. That reminds me. I don't know if I've told you yet. But you might have noticed I've been real quiet on Facebook again. I got another month-long ban on Facebook.
Did you? What happened this time?
Yeah, I told one of my friends, I just said, I'll fucking kill you, like, in a joking way. I should have known better by this point.
You already got a couple strikes.
It was a mental lapse on my part.
Yeah.
But I feel like when it's at someone, they need to ask the person and be like, hey, are you offended by this? Do you want us to take action? If they're fine with it, let it go.
Yeah.
And then I again, off the topic, but then I saw something on Facebook. Has nothing to do with hockey, but it was a guy who put a joint, like, in his dog's mouth, like a puppy's mouth, and the dog was not moving.
Oh.
Like, high as shit. He's, like, laughing about it. So I, like, reported the video for, like, animal abuse.
Yeah.
They got back to me on the report. They're like, we didn't see anything wrong with this video, but thanks for reaching out. I'm like, oh, all right. I can't make a joke.
Yeah, call someone a donkey one time.
But people could fucking literally force a puppy to take drugs and be unconscious.
You called a dude a whore one time and got a fucking timeout.
Yeah.
Yeah, back to jersey burning. I put in that caption on the post that got taken down, let the jersey burning commence. Like, let it start.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I can't wait to see the videos. And then the most prominent one is a guy burning his Doug Gilmore jersey. What the fuck did he do?
And then Doug Gilmore responds to it. And he's like, hey, buddy. He basically said what you said. He's like, I don't know what the fuck I ever did to you.
Yeah, but there's plenty of people that want it. Auction it off.
Yeah, he's like, auction it off. Like, there's a lot of charities.
Yeah, donate the fucking money, the jersey, anything.
Help. Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people that can't afford a jersey, shit like that. And yeah, Doug Gilmore, what the fuck did he ever do? Nothing.
I mean, okay, so
he was on great Leafs teams.
We can transition this into Montreal, Winnipeg.
Oh, I'm not done with Leafs fans burning shit.
Oh, okay. Go, keep going.
Yeah. So that was the most prominent one, but by far the most cuck one ever. And I should have sent it to you. Fuck. I'll show you after if I remember. And I might put, if I can, audio clips from it in there. Because this guy, I'll just show you the picture. So his name is Curtis Pausberg. Okay. He's burning a Maple Leafs jersey. And then this is after the Doug Gilmore one.
Yep.
Went nuts. So he made sure to preface at the beginning that, he's like, I don't have anything against, the Doug Gilmore Leafs or the Wendell Clark Leafs and this and that. And he's like naming like past players and past teams.
Yeah, cool. You know the history.
But the current team, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, they're softer than baby shit and like all that stuff. Right. But then the jersey he's burning is like an old CCM, like from the good old days that he's saying he doesn't have a problem with.
Jesus Christ.
So, and just look at the guy. And he's wearing spandex underwear in this video.
Good for
him. So the jersey's covered him in this screenshot. But as soon as he throws it on the pile of flames, he's just wearing spandex underwear in his backyard.
Oh, my God. And, dude, honestly, when you said his name, that's exactly what I pictured him looking like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the funniest part about it to me is, like, while he's going off, he's not, like, swearing, like, the whole time. And he has two young kids around him. Like, all right, I get it. But then there's one...
That's a good example to set. Like, something doesn't work for you, burn the shit.
Burn the shit.
Yeah, way to create arsonists.
So he's like not, he's not swearing or whatever because the kids are around. So like, I'm fine with it. I don't care. And even if he was, I don't give a shit. But there's one point when he's talking about how soft today's team is.
Yep.
And he almost says pussy, but stops. And then he's like trying to find another word. He stops for a while and then ends up saying pussy anyway. And but he's like, they're just, they're all pussies. And like, he like barely says it. And then immediately has no problem saying it again. Like 5 seconds later, he's like, oh, I already said it. It's like, then just say it.
Yeah.
Then just say it. Like, don't pretend you're not going to say it. And then say it, and then say it again. Literally, a second later, he's like, you know, if I found a pussy as soft as Mitch Marner, I'd marry it. And then he's like, apologizes to his wife.
For and then probably let someone else fuck it, fuck you his, cuck.
Yeah.
Well, so that's perfect.
You just stole my, I was going to say, then he immediately apologizes to his wife for making that joke. And I'm like, yeah, you probably let people fuck your wife because you're a cuck. And then at the end of the video, he tries being badass again. So he's burning the jersey. By the way, it wouldn't really light, which was also funny. Yeah. And he had to keep like readjusting it. And then even his like daughter, who's like five, is like, Dad, why is it not burning?
Definitely not a Boy Scout.
Yeah. He's a fucking idiot. But then at the end, he's like, I'm done. And he's like, fucking cunts. Like as he's walking out, it's like, oh, you struggled saying pussy for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And then you're going to end the video with cunt. Figure it out, buddy.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
All right,
so, yeah.
So,
Curtis Posberg, fuck right, you.
So,
Jesus Christ.
Okay, so that works perfect because I was going to say, Cuck of the Week nominees, are they going to be Toronto Maple Leafs fans burning shit or all the fans freaking out about Mark Scheifele? And I think that guy just won from
yeah,
that story you just
yeah,
told
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
What's his
well,
name?
Curtis Posberg.
Cuck. Cuck of the
I'll
week.
I'll send you the picture of him. Yeah.
I haven't been doing it. I've been slacking super
it's
hard on
right,
it. It's whatever.
Right. It's all right. I haven't made a post on there since I don't think the week we made it.
Yeah, the PLD one that you made.
Yeah, it was like the first week of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think I can't wait to get into the Scheifele thing too, because
we can go there now.
I feel like we're really going to be drawing a line in the sand, and we shouldn't.
Ooh. Where the fuck did your voice go?
I completely ran out of gas. I went full fucking mute. Jesus. I feel like we're going to be drawing a line in the sand, God, and we really shouldn't have to. Like,
no.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Let's get into it now then.
But real quick before we get into that. So you said Cuck of the Week, it was either going to be Toronto fans freaking out and burning shit.
Or every other fan,
freaking out about
Mark Scheifele.
Now, the reason I still give Toronto fans the edge here is because it's one fan base, so it's just easier to label it.
Yeah.
And do you remember how much they made fun of Islanders fans for burning Tavares jerseys?
Oh yeah.
So that
yeah, when he got when he
just,
signed in
yeah,
Toronto.
Yeah. When he signed in Toronto and people were which it was also
well, it's
fucking
a new
stupid
batch of fucking dickheads burning jerseys every year.
Yeah, I know. But it's like don't shit so hard on another fan base for doing it and then do it.
Yeah, you can't.
And it's like I get that the Tavares shit was dumb, but like I don't think anytime you burn a jersey you're a fucking idiot. Or like leave a fucking fan, like a team that you like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And hop on someone else's bandwagon. And that's the thing, too. Most of these people probably aren't even picking a new team. They're just fucking dramatic.
Yeah.
But the Tavares pussies thing, I think, at least makes more sense. I just noticed what you did. The Tavares thing, I feel like, at least makes more sense because, like with the Doug Gilmore thing, it's like, well, what did he do to you?
Yeah.
At least, like, they were mad at
like
Tavares.
Like, they felt he turned his back on them.
Yeah, yeah, they were mad
whereas
at Tavares.
Toronto
whereas,
Maple
like,
Leafs fans are just mad that their team lost again in the first
yeah,
round
but
in
it's
Game
like,
7.
Where have you been? Like, this has been happening since 1967.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? You've been here this long. The team's 100 years old. It's like,
yeah, but
you're
I mean,
in it. You're in it.
So,
you're in it.
I thought, like, we talked about it. I said it'd be funny if Winnipeg was the team that beat them in 7 games because they're built kind of like Boston. Montreal, it's a good fucking second play. Like, it's a good second, like, for that team to beat them in game seven in the first round. Especially in the first round. That was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the good news is that we don't have to pick between the general fan base of hockey or the Toronto fan base, because fucking Cuckus Pussburger, whatever his name is, he's the Cuck of the Week.
That's perfect.
It's so it's him.
Curtis Pussburg, but Cuckus Pussburg.
Dude, I like these episodes with no notes better.
But also, before we, like, go balls deep on...
Yeah, because
the Shifley thing.
Dude, honestly, for as a podcast who hates fucking Canadian teams and their hockey as much as we do, we talk about them a lot.
Well, yeah, but we're shitting on them.
Yeah, I know, so. But it's a lot of talk. Like, I don't even know if we're going to get to Colorado.
We're almost as long as last episode was.
And we just talked about Toronto. I don't even know if we're going to get to the fucking Colorado series.
Before we get balls deep into the Shifley thing, because I can't wait to be honest, one more quick, like, observation on the North Division. Is I think it's a wake-up call for a lot of people that love that fancy-pantsy hockey. And I think there's a good transition into the Shifley thing, too, because I think it was a mostly clean hit. I think it was a clean hit. We're going to get into why. But there's been a lot of talk for years where people are like, oh, the NHL, like, the league is trying to get rid of fighting. The league is trying to be more skill-based.
Yeah.
The league is trying to make hockey, like, less violent. But, like, no. Now the fans are the ones crying about it.
Yeah.
And, like, are pissed when the Department of Player Safety, like, isn't giving harsher punishments and shit. And it's like, we were, like, 4 years ago bitching about how the league was the problem. It's like, No. Like, now the league's, like, kind of fine, and I, like, kind of agree with the league, and I think the punishment was too harsh, and there's fans that are asking for more, and it's like, you're the fucking issue, and I think these playoffs, the North Division in particular, fucking prove that you still need, like, physicality and more than just offensive skill set to win the cup, because look at the fucking teams in the North. That got fucking knocked out in the first round.
All they're skill-based teams.
Skill-based offensive teams.
So,
and no one expected Toronto to get shit on by Montreal.
No.
No one expected Edmonton to get shit on by... Well, I did.
I did, too.
Yeah.
No, I said it with the Tom Wilson thing. Is like, for every Connor McDavid, you need a Tom Wilson. For every fucking Austin Matthews, you need, like, a Zdeno Chara in his prime. Like, you
and
need
by
those
the way,
guys.
Shifley's not that guy either. Like, no. It's not even like he's some fucking goon.
No, but he's a big guy. Yeah. Okay, so let's just go into the hit now.
Perfectly clean record.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have a history of this kind of shit. Jake Evans doesn't pick his head up a single time from when he goes to collect the puck behind the net and when he wraps around. Know who's on the ice. Know how much time is left. He could have dumped that puck off. He could have went into the corner with it, but he wanted the goal.
Yeah.
Like, I understand it was to put the game away. But Shifley...
Yeah, and I will also say there were, like, Winnipeg fans that were like, oh, did they need the extra goal? Like, that's not the move to make there.
It's to put the game away because there's about a minute left.
No, I get going for the goal. And, like, he was recently called up, right? He wasn't with the team all playoffs. It's his first career playoff goal. I don't care about him going for the goal. Do what the fuck you got to do.
No.
And secure the win for your team, fine.
Yeah.
Even though you were ahead a couple already. But pick your head up.
Yeah. What I'm
saying
is,
don't just expect everyone to sit back and let it happen.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is, like, so Winnipeg had just scored, right? And then they had the momentum going. They pulled the goalie. They tried to get it. It doesn't work. Jake Evans doesn't pick his head up. He could have done something else, but to get the goal to put the game away, that's a fine play. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But Shifley doesn't take a stride the second he hits the circles.
Yeah.
So it's not a charge.
Yeah, and people are like, oh, well, the definition of charging is distance traveled and this and that. It's like, yeah, he's trying to be the first guy back for a fucking icing.
Yeah, and to say he can go for a poke check or whatever, what? His way, like, the way his momentum's carrying him, what, poke it in the net? He can't just hook the puck or go for a diving poke check and end up in the boards or in the net himself.
Yeah, it's dangerous for both of them.
It was a shoulder to the chest. Jake Evans' head did whip down, hit him in the shoulder, and then his head smacked the ice when he was unconscious.
Yeah, and there's people saying the primary contact was the head, though. That's absolutely not the case.
No, it's not. And the thing is like, so was the hit heavy? Yes. Was it clean? Yes. Was it unnecessary? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely unnecessary.
But if Jake Evans popped up and celebrated that goal in the corner, no one says a fucking thing other than how tough Jake Evans is.
And I'm kind of mad. So we stopped doing two episodes a week, and then Chicklets started doing two episodes a week. I tried hard not to listen to their last episode.
I didn't.
But I did. You just said word for word what Witt said, so I thought.
Oh, fuck.
So I thought
God
you did.
Damn it.
So I thought you did. Like, literally the exact same thing. He was like, if Evans popped up and celebrated that goal, nobody says a word. Like,
yeah, no,
That exact sentence.
Well, fucking.
But that's the reason why I said, like, I wanted to make it clear, like, even though I did watch their episode or listen to their episode, this is how we felt. We talked about this the night it happened.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, wish Jake Evans the best, and I hope he's all right.
Exactly.
Like, I think he just had a concussion. He's probably out the rest of the fucking playoffs or whatever.
But this is how we felt about it. But that just goes to show, too, like, when guys that did play in the league, like, are saying the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like, who the fuck are you
so
to be bitching about it?
When we were texting Zach, was that the hit he sent, like, you asked us about? And I thought, because I didn't see the aftermath, I saw the hit and was just like, oh, it's clean. Well, at least he didn't get any, like, fucking penalties. And everyone's like, no, he did. Like,
I asked you guys about it just because I saw it. In game, like, I was watching the game, and I was like, oh, shit, like, what a hit.
I didn't
and
think
then
he got
And then he got taken off on a stretcher.
Yeah, because I didn't watch the game. I just saw Jake Evans got taken out.
Then,
I saw the hit, and I was like, oh, that was a brutal hit.
Yeah.
And then I didn't think, like, I didn't see the water watch the game, so I didn't think Shifley got anything. But he got the misconduct.
Yeah.
He got the, what, a major?
Yeah.
For a charge or whatever. But
in game, I was, like, fine with. But I didn't see anything wrong with the hit.
Here's the thing,
though,
on the ice,
the game,
I don't mind either call the ref makes. In real time,
no.
Either way, he doesn't make a call,
yeah,
fine. If he does, fine.
Yeah.
If you go back and look at it, even if he got a game, if he got a one-game suspension because
one
it was
game,
an unnecessary hit, fine. Four
especially
for that.
Especially in playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, that could be the rest of the playoffs.
And that's what set the tone for this rest of the series. Now,
exactly.
Speaking of setting the tone, you got to think Shifley, he's kind of he's a locker room guy there. He's one of the best players. He's their 1C on the team. Maybe he's showing the rest of the team, like,
assistant
no matter,
captain,
like,
I believe, right?
What? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a hit he throws to just show the rest of Montreal that, like, we're not going to go down without a fight, regardless of how easy you think this is going to be. And then showing the rest of his team, like, we don't stop and we don't give up on a play just because it looks fucking hopeless. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like a sappy fucking thing, but, like, maybe he's throwing that hit just to set the tone for the rest of the series. Like, it's going to be tough for you the rest of the series, and to get his team fucking in it, because at that point, you kind of know it's a lost game.
Yeah.
So, to give him four, he's out for quite possibly that series, because Montreal can sweep tonight at home.
Yeah.
I think it's bullshit, and that kind of sets the tone for that whole series. Now, like, certain teams, like, so Tampa Bay last year played without their captain for most of the season, and
I just want to point out real quick, I was trying to say something. You completely hijacked it.
All right, well, keep it in your mind, then, because we'll talk about it after.
All right.
So Tampa Bay, my bad. Tampa Bay last year without their captain, all playoffs, they're a team that could do that.
Yeah.
Toronto loses to Tavares in their first game. Not a team that can play without him. Winnipeg loses Shifley. He's got to be a good locker room guy. He's good on the ice, like I said. All that shit. They don't look like a team built around losing a key member. The fucking lineup. Like, there's certain teams that can rally around it, and then certain teams that fucking wither away and shrivel up like a fucking, lack of a better term, leaf. And hopefully Winnipeg isn't one of those. I would love to see a reverse sweep, but Carey Price is playing the best hockey he's ever had in his career, or at least the most clutch hockey he's ever played in his career, and it's pissing me off. So,
yeah, for you to say that, too, it really shows how well he's playing.
Yeah, I respect it, but I don't like it. So
but,
what were you going to say?
But also, I was just going to say, so when I texted you guys about the hit, so I saw it when it happened, and then after the game, I was just like, that was a good hit. Like,
yeah.
That's just how I felt about it. Like, that was it.
Yeah.
I wasn't even thinking about it. And then I'm just like scrolling on my phone and I like keep seeing it posted, but I'm not really like reading like the captions or anything, but I just like keep seeing it. But then finally, like the fifth time I saw it, I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
And that's when I realized it was like a contentious thing.
Yeah. The Hockey World was on fire.
And I was like, what the fuck did I admit? Like, it was just like, I don't know. Fucking the only thing I can think of right now. I don't know. I feel like a fucking idiot. I forget what Spider-Man it is, but it's Stan Lee's like putting books away in the fucking, it's his cameo. He's putting books away like in the library. And there's just like complete mayhem, like a battle going on behind him. But he has headphones on, so he doesn't realize.
Oh, I think he was a janitor.
Oh, yeah, maybe he's a janitor.
Yeah.
But either way, he's got headphones on. There's like a fucking superhero battle behind him. I was Stan Lee. Like, I was just like, that was a cool hit. And then I moved on with my life.
Yeah.
And like, there was all this mayhem around me, and I didn't even know why or realize.
Yeah.
So then once I saw it was a thing, like, I would genuinely ask you and Zach how you felt about it. Because I'm like, am I the idiot? Am I the asshole? And I didn't want to, like, tell you guys how I felt about the hit beforehand. So I was just like, hey, did you guys see the Shively hit? How do you feel about it?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to, like, genuinely get your guys' opinion. And then you both completely justified it, like, the way that I felt about it. So I was like, maybe I am the fucking idiot. But no.
No.
Everybody else is the fucking idiot. At least that's how I feel. But Carey Price. What I will say, just to keep shitting on the fans of Canadian teams.
Mm-hmm.
Canadians fans. Pipe down with the Carey Price love. He deserves it. But all season long, you motherfucking Canadian fans have been wanting, overpriced.
Yeah.
And fucking all like the memes attacking him and his contract and he's washed up and he sucks and this and that. And like you guys want to find a way to get rid of his awful contract whatever way you can. And then now you're fucking kissing his feet.
That's how it goes.
It's how it goes, especially in those fucking markets. And that's why we hate Canadian teams.
Yeah.
Specifically Toronto and Montreal.
Yeah, especially those two.
Vancouver's just dumb.
Fun fact, Carey Price, I believe, is the first goalie to win a series while getting paid over $10 million a year.
Yeah. And
I think that's the first time it's ever happened.
Is he the first player to, period? Because I know he's the only player that makes over $10 million currently in playoffs.
Well, no, I mean, Ovi won a cup when he was getting...
He had
a $12.5 million contract.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, he gets money.
Yeah. But go back to Vancouver. They just suck. Vancouver, have you ever seen how bad some of their contracts are?
Oh,
just because they have to pay people to go play there?
I mean, I don't want to spend too much time on Vancouver because they're obsolete right now.
Yeah.
But no, I was just saying, like, I mostly hate Toronto and Montreal fan bases, but Vancouver, the team management is just stupid, and then the fans are also stupid.
Yeah.
So that's why that's, like, the third team that bothers me the most in Canada.
Yeah, I'm kind of done with Canada now.
We could talk about the rest of the league now, but...
Boston just scored.
Yeah.
They opened up the scoring pretty quick against the Islanders. Might as well talk about that series. That series 2-2. Islanders with a big, was it 4-5-1 win or 4-1 win? The other night? I'm on the NHL app, but it's not loading, so it fucking sucks.
4-1. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I think anybody who's listening to this podcast know we want the Islanders to win.
Yeah, yeah. But
I honestly don't even give a shit about the draft pick the Devils get from the Islanders this year.
No.
I don't care whether it's 20th or fucking 29th. It doesn't bother me. So I would much rather see Boston out. And
I still think Boston's going to win, but the Islanders are putting up a good fight, and it's been a good series.
Yeah, I mean, the surprising thing the other night, Taylor Hall fighting fucking Scott Mayfield. And I mean, I'm sure you remember watching Scott Mayfield just fucking like slowly skate around the ice in Bridgeport.
Yeah.
That guy was a fucking pylon.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's a big, big guy in the defense. And it was surprising to see Taylor Hall fight, honestly. I'm sure that got Boston fans everywhere into it, but then they allow, was it Barzal to score late? Who scored late? Later in the game. Again, fucking NHL.
You're acting like I watched the game, but.
Oh, you didn't?
I did not. I unfortunately had to work late a couple nights this week.
Oh yeah. Barzal scored after Palmieri tied it a couple minutes after Krejci scored. Barzal got 13:03 scored to put him up 2-1, and then you get two empty netters. Go fuck yourself. But
you see, well, you mentioned Palmieri's goal, and I hate to do this as Devils fans, but we gotta. Him, Zajac, and Pageau as a line.
They're shutting down Bergeron. Like, Pageau in the faceoff thought alone against Bergeron. There's not many people that can go in game in and game out saying that they won most faceoffs against Bergeron. But Pageau's doing it. And that line, like, Palmieri found some chemistry with Barzal. I mean, I think Palmieri has 5 goals in the playoffs so far.
Yeah.
I mean, Barzal's got to pick it up a little bit here, but...
Yeah, well, I liked them when they were together, but Palmieri has been playing well with Barzal and Eberle, right?
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, it's on me for criticizing Barry Trotz. I should know better. But when they first made the deal with the Devils, and like Lamoriello was asked why he made the deal, and instead of just saying, I like former players, he was like, oh, we really needed like another strong faceoff guy.
And then they put Zajac on the wing.
And then, like, the next day when they made their debut, he was, like, right wing with Pageau centering the line. And I was like, yeah, it kind of looks bad when your GM's like, I did this, so we had another strong faceoff guy.
Yeah.
And then your coach is like, well, he's a winger, to Pageau, who hasn't even been a center his whole career. So I was like, oh, I don't know. I feel like Zajac should kind of be center. But, yeah, he's been fucking destroying the faceoff circle in playoffs.
Yeah.
And they look fucking good. Zajac is playing like he's fucking 25.
Did you see what Zajac said? He's talking to a reporter or something. They asked him about the difference in like the Islanders versus how the team was in New Jersey. And Zajac was like, he said something along the lines like, well, in New Jersey, if you weren't under 25, you didn't fit in. Because so like you didn't know what was going on if you weren't under 25. He goes, coming into a veteran team like this is a little easier because people just want to get to work.
Yeah.
And like, or like it was, it so it sounded shitty. I don't know if you meant it that way, but
no,
it was,
I'm sure he did
that was a little surprising, but I mean, he's not wrong. I don't think like the oldest Devils forward was 26 years old.
Yeah, no. And, I didn't even know he said that. And I'm sure other Devils fans will be fucking all upset about it for whatever reason. But like, that's completely fair and I completely understand it. And especially with playoffs, you need a good mix of, like, you know, veterans and young talent and all that shit. Which, I mean, there's a lot of reasons the Devils aren't a playoff team right now, but that's definitely one of them. I don't have an issue with that at all.
No, not
at
all.
It's good to see them playing good hockey. Palmieri, too. They've been killing it.
Yeah, I like to see those guys get a deeper run. I mean, the only time they made the playoffs since 2000. Well, the Devils made it in 2012 and then made it the year they lost to Tampa Bay in the first round.
What was that, 17?
Yeah, and the fucking game we went to where we had to spend the whole first period at the fucking ticket booth because they're dumb as shit.
There's
fuck you, Prudential Center.
There's 4 players from that Devils team in this series.
Yeah.
Palmieri, Zajac, and Green all in the Islanders, and then Hall with Boston.
Yeah, well, I mean, then you have Corey Schneider, who's just fucking watching the games from the booth.
Yeah, for the Islanders, so I guess 5, but...
Yeah.
He's filling water bottles or something.
Yeah,
taping
something
sticks,
like that.
I don't know. Putting gloves on the warmers.
Yeah. All right, yeah, I hope Islanders win. Probably won't, but we hope it is. And then let's go to the Colorado-Vegas series, because I feel like Zach jinxed this one.
Yeah.
I said for 2 straight weeks, it looks like Colorado could actually be a team that goes 16-0. Likely to not happen ever, but I think if there was a team, it'd be this one. I said it for 2 weeks, and the 10-minute misconduct bump normally works the other way, and then they won. They just kept winning.
They kept winning. And then
Zach texted us, and it was like, hey, 16-0 Colorado, and then you told him to shut the fuck up, and then it was 2 straight
immediately
games.
I go, hey, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
2 straight games.
I was right.
They lose 5-1 last night, and it's just Vegas figuring out how to play against Colorado. Colorado loves to get their defensemen involved in the offense. They pinch a lot. They're good on the forecheck. Vegas now, I mean, especially in the game last night, they kind of have their forwards up a little bit more, looking for the breakout pass. Possible breakaways forces the defense to play back a little bit. And, yeah, when they do that, it just looks like Colorado can't get the momentum going, can't get rolling.
Yeah.
And when you have a 200-foot game or 200-foot player like Mark Stone on your team, you can easily do that. He can act like a third defenseman in the defensive zone. He's great on the forecheck causing turnovers. So if you have a player like that, I mean, we all know I'm a fucking Mark Stone, just dick rider at this point.
Yeah.
Finalist for the Selke Trophy, by the way.
Yeah.
Not going to win, but at least he's nominated.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you have a player like that, comfortable in all three zones, you, especially against a line like McKinnon, Ranton, and Landeskog, like you can get away with cherry picking a little bit. And
yeah.
Was it Carlson who had the hat trick last night? Asking you like you watched the game.
That was March.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so good for him. I hate Vegas. Love Mark Stone. Really hope
Carlson
Colorado
assisted all three of them. So
did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope. I'm rooting for the Avalanche, even though you picked them for the cup. Islanders just scored. Yeah. That's good. That's good, I guess.
It's a lot of ones. First period, 1:11.
1-1.
1-1.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, Colorado, I hope they get their shit together. I just really don't want to see Vegas win. But it's been a good series. And, I absolutely blame Zach, like you mentioned. Fuck him. And that fuckhead's moving to Utah, so he's gonna be right in between these two teams, Vegas and Colorado.
Kinda.
Yeah. What do you mean, kinda?
Well, I mean, it's gonna be in between, but like off to the side. Like, it's not gonna be.
What do you mean? Nevada's like directly above. Colorado's right next to him.
What?
Are
look
you
at a fucking map?
You
kid.
Look at a fucking map. It's fucking Nevada. Right below Nevada is Utah, and right to the right of Utah is Colorado.
We can pull up a fucking map.
Are you fucking stupid, or am I fucking stupid? One of us is stupid. But my bets is not usually you, but I'm going with you for this one.
All right, yeah, they're all on a line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, so Nevada's not above it?
No, they're on a line. We're both fucking stupid.
But I was less stupid. Yeah, they're all on a fucking line, and I'm pretty sure he's in driving distance of both closer to Colorado. But either way, fuck him.
Yeah, I'm not a fan, but it's okay. Do what you gotta do, kid.
Oh, no. I'm saying fuck him for jinxing Colorado.
Oh, yeah, fuck
but
him
But also
that.
Fuck him for moving. Yeah, no. No, fuck him for both. I guess you go to Utah Grizzlies games. Have fun.
Why do you keep adding a W to the end of that?
What?
You say Utah.
Utah.
With a W, like fucking Alpha Tango says it.
No, it's not Utah.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Spell it.
U-T-A-H. Utah.
No, there's no W.
What?
It's Utah.
Yeah. Are you fucking,
Utah.
Are you fucking with me?
No.
Yeah, there's not a W, but
Utah. That's how it's fucking spelled and how it's pronounced. No, Utah.
It's fucking Utah.
There's no W.
Hold on.
Fucking A. This has gone off the rails.
No, I know, but you're telling me Utah? No. There's no way. How do I do the voice thing? Like the Siri fucking.
I don't fucking. I'm taking. I don't
Utah.
Know.
Utah.
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 What did I say?
Taw. Like with a hard W at the end. Utah.
Yeah.
It's Utah.
All right.
Wow,
anyway, I don't even know.
Got away
I don't
from
even
us.
Know where the fuck we were going.
I don't know.
You just changed my
well,
fucking life.
Utah's where Zach's going.
I thought he's going to Utah. Either. All right. Well,
let's just
fuck. We had a geography lesson. We had a fucking linguistics lesson. I don't even know if that's the right word, but I'm going with
I'm
it.
I'm fucking sweating.
I pronounced it correctly, so I'm sticking with linguistics.
I'm fucking sweating.
Yeah, I know. I had the AC cooking before you got here because I knew we were going to have it off for an hour, and yeah. It's fucking, it works quick.
It's bad.
It's humid.
Yeah. It's, I worked outside in it all day. Did you work today?
I did not work today.
Oh, okay. No mulch for you today.
Yeah, no.
No,
but your
boy is in the fucking sun all goddamn day.
I can see you got some color.
Yeah, I'm working the farmer's tan pretty good right now. Working the farmer's tan, tired and hot as shit. So
is there a series we didn't talk about?
Yeah,
let's go to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, we can pronounce both of those, Tampa Bay and Carolina.
Not a state, by the way. Two states.
Thanks.
I'm just saying, yeah.
Tampa Bay's not a state either. It's a city.
Well, yeah, but that's fine. You can name a sports team after a city. I just think it's weird when you...
Yeah.
To name it, like, a whole multiple state location.
Yeah, okay. So, this episode, there's one thing I learned is, like, we can start off without notes, but fuck, do we need them later on?
He gets off the rails fucking quick.
It's bad.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Tampa Bay up 3-1 in the series. Go TBL. I like Carolina. I like Rod Brind'Amour.
Love Carolina. Love Rod Brind'Amour. And everybody knows I'm a big fan, but I will say, kind of like the argument I made for the North earlier, they're more offense-focused and kind of like what I said with the Islanders thing. They're a younger team.
Well, I mean, if we're looking at
Tampa Bay showing their maturity and their well-roundedness and how that gets you further in playoff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, looking back at Colorado, too, like, they're not a physical team, and Vegas figured out how to play them. Now, they lost two straight games.
Yeah, it's true.
But going back to TBL, that's essentially why I picked them to repeat, is because their team identity didn't change.
Yeah.
It's, aside from a couple guys in the bottom six, it's the same squad.
Yeah.
And they got better with Savard. Like, they've had lights out goaltending by Vasilevsky. So, they didn't change much. And on paper, they just looked like the team to beat. I didn't expect Colorado to have the defensemen that they did do that well this year. But as we're seeing now, there are holes in their game. And Tampa Bay looks like they're going pretty strong still.
Yeah.
So, hopefully Colorado turns it around. Hopefully Tampa Bay keeps winning. I'd love to see Colorado-Tampa Bay in the finals.
Oh, yeah.
Other than that,
the only reason I wouldn't want to see that is because I picked Colorado to win.
Yeah.
And it'd be tough against Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I don't think it'd happen.
No.
But yeah, there's just three teams I didn't want to make it out of the first round did.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is what it is.
Oh, it's been so long that I don't think we realize. But should we talk about the lottery a bit?
Oh, yeah, sure. We could leave it to Buffalo. Like, would you say leave it to Buffalo to win the lottery when there's no consensus number one pick?
I think Zach said that.
Okay.
I pointed out how, I think everybody realized, but, you know, obviously Taylor Hall played there all year. He did get moved before the deadline.
Yeah.
But
another team he played for winning it.
Yeah, winning. Yeah, it's crazy.
And you had the joke that Owen Power has already requested a trade.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't have the joke. I got to give credit where it's due. I don't know who to give the credit to, but I saw a post. I sent you guys a screenshot of it, and it said Owen Power requests a trade, which is fucking hysterical and probably accurate.
Yeah, I think it's funny. As a Devils fan, there is a thing I have. I mean, Zach was busting my balls. I'm just looking for reasons not to draft the kid, but I like Luke Hughes as a player. I don't like that the entire fan base just wants Luke Hughes on the team because Jack Hughes is on the team.
No, I get it. And especially like what you were saying, him being a left-handed defenseman, and we don't need that, really.
We have Ty Smith and Kevin Ball right now. Akiatuk, whatever the fuck his name is.
I believe it's Okatyuk.
Okay. Better than me. That sounded better than what I said.
It's probably still wrong. But, yeah.
On the right side, they don't have much. I'd rather
he needs
have
a nickname
Clark.
Either way.
Yeah.
What's his first name?
Nikita.
Oh, yeah. Tough.
Yeah. There's a lot of fucking too many K's.
Yeah.
In that name.
Yeah. But, we could definitely... who's the... did you just met Eklund? He's right-handed, right?
No, he's a left winger.
A left winger.
Yeah, but
he plays with Holt.
He played with Holtz, Desjardins, whatever the fuck. And they're good friends.
But who's the...
Brant Clark.
Brant Clark, yeah. I knew there was a right-handed defenseman up there. But he's a little lower, though, right?
It's the whole fucking draft is up this year.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's going to be somebody picked at like 18th that's going to be like the best player in the draft, maybe. Yeah. Like, no one really knows.
So it's Buffalo.
Anaheim.
Anaheim.
Seattle. Or no, Buffalo, Seattle,
Buffalo,
Anaheim.
Seattle, Anaheim.
So the only two that swapped in the lottery was Seattle and Anaheim.
In Anaheim, yep.
I want to pull it up quick. I said this would probably be a fun topic on the podcast. I don't know how much more time you want to do because this is going to be a long one. But there's two clear drafts that have been rigged and you can't change my mind otherwise.
Oh, yeah. We could probably do a whole episode on this.
Yeah.
We could probably save it for the offseason. We'll do it around draft time.
Okay. Yeah, well, it'll be the...
We got plenty to talk about for playoffs.
The rigged lottery special.
Yeah, we very much disagree, so it should make for an entertaining conversation.
There's too much smoke for there to be no fire, and like I told you and Zach, I only believe about 65% of the bullshit that comes out of my mouth anyway, and at this point, I just want someone to agree with me that it's possible.
You know what? I got way too close to the mic. Jet fuel can't melt steel beams. And you know what? Mike Milbury, Wes McCauley, and Jack Edwards, go fuck yourselves.
Yeah. And fucking Caucus Pussburg or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Curtis. Yeah.
Fuck you, you cuck.
Fucking cuck.